Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Fenley, 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can check us out on Monumental Sports Network if you're watching on TV. And we're chilling on Team 980 right now, too. Sheehan running a bit late. Should be on soon.
Stepping grounds.
Yeah, man. I don't believe... People make these like grand proclamations, right? Yeah. I do not believe that DQ has lost the locker room. I don't believe you're going to get these fractures. He was asked about that yesterday about, you know, could things fracture? And he said, I don't believe that. I think, you know, my theory with coaches, there's the strategy scheme guys. There's the people locker room guys. There's the management stooge guys. Mm-hmm. Typically, NFL coaches fall into one of those categories. I think DQ very much is the people locker room type of dude.
Yeah, people believe in him.
Yeah. That said, though, some of the stuff that happened yesterday really reflective of a lack of discipline and a lack of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Deron Payne gets ejected, and Von Miller after the game is like, "That really hurt us. He's probably our best player." We're trying to track down the video of what happened that got him so pissed off. Clearly, he thought something was beyond what should happen. Amon-Ra St. Brown strikes me as a pot stirrer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Garofolo.
But still, you can't allow that to harm you.
Totally.
I was very keen on saying things very, very intently that I know would affect the person. If you threw a punch, I was happy. I was just always waiting for that punch because you don't want to get caught with one and be asleep. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, players, you have to understand, the person on that field yapping about family, whatever, and I know there'll be a lot of people, man, you talk about my family. Hey, when it costs you money and it costs your team, you can't do it. I think Deron was wrong for throwing the punch to get himself thrown out the game. There's nothing that should make you throw a punch, especially when the guy got a helmet on. But there's no need to people to come back and then start throwing little hurls at him, being personal. One thing you said about me, I've been honest. I'll criticize people, but I don't get personal with it. I don't care about anything else. I'm not going to name call people, anything like that. But if you play bad, I'll say you play bad. If you're not doing good, I'm going to say you're not doing good. No need for the names.
Yeah, I think so. My concern is guys are clearly frustrated. The defense knows whether they're underperforming or this is just as good as they're able to perform. Mm-hmm. They're getting their ass kicked, so they're pissed off.
Royally.
Payne gets ejected. Payne has now been suspended for for the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have Duran next week in Madrid.
Yeah.
I mean, add that to the list of play. I don't think you're going to have Trey Amos for that game. He was out yesterday with the ankle. I mean, just the list of injuries is significant. Like, you can't discount that when we talk about the layers to these poor performances. But to not have Duran next week is a very big blow. Kinlaw gets into it with the ref, and I understand he's sticking up for his teammate, but at the same time, you're taking penalties. I won't be shocked if Javon gets fined because he did make contact with a referee. Maybe it was inadvertent, but it was contact with a ref. Mm-hmm. They tend to be pretty vigilant on those things.
Yeah.
Quan Martin, who's generally a pretty level-headed guy, we've seen Payne run hot. Remember the scene in Dallas with him and John Allen swinging on each other on the sideline? Mm-hmm. Shout out to the heated benches. Kinlaw seems like a fiery personality. Quan tends to be a pretty
even
level-headed dude.
Yeah.
He gets a penalty last night. Like, when you start tracking things that point to coaching, discipline, poise in the moment, but none of that's the one that pissed me off the most.
Mm-hmm.
What pissed me off the most from a lack of discipline coaching, they burn timeouts like Jeff burns blunts. Like, they just burn timeouts all the time. That's just how we're operating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You burn timeouts early in the first, early in the third. It's a timeout fest. Nobody's worried about it. That I've gotten used to. Brian, in your life, you played 14 years in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
4 years of college, high school. Could you ever imagine taking a delay of game on an extra point?
Nah, I've never seen that one.
What the actual, how does, maybe you're debating going for two or not?
What? I don't know how that would happen.
You get extra time after a score because they let the guys dance around and run around.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know how that happened. That I don't know. I don't understand that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But I'm not getting hot today, Jay. I'm gonna let y'all.
I don't know how.
I don't get hot because listen, when it's things to a point where I'm just lost, I'm dumbfounded about some things, and I can't correct them, so I'm not gonna sit up and get overly angst about it. Got to check out for a bit.
I hear you. Just that one to me. How does that happen? Not to mention, like, if it is a debate, if you're going for two or not, C-Rod scored from the one.
Mm-hmm.
You had a pretty good idea you were going to get a score. You had a pretty good idea of what you were going to do. It was first to goal from the six. It wasn't like this was some crazy 85-yard touchdown that caught him by surprise. It's first to goal from the six.
Yeah. I have to look back at it and see.
You sound like a coach now. I mean, for me, a delay of game in the second quarter on an extra point, what is happening?
I don't understand that one.
And dude, it's such a minor thing. Like I am squabbling about, you know, like on my expense reports, dealing with these expense reports, right? I had a $2,000 expense report from LA just because the flight's expensive, the hotels are expensive, LA's freaking expensive. I'm fighting back and forth. Now I'm fighting with a robot. It's AI that I'm arguing with because my
whole they want you to think. It's a human behind that AI.
It might be. I'm fighting with a robot and or a human on an expense on a $2,000 expense report, literally over $1. My itemizations for my hotel. I didn't stay at a fancy hotel. I stayed at a regular Marriott. It was fine. It was nice. But like, this wasn't the Ritz. This wasn't nothing. $1 difference on my itemization. $1 mm-hmm. is the fight. We're going back and forth for 3 days on a $2,000 expense report. That is the equivalent of me screaming about this extra point in a game where you get your ass kicked. But sometimes the little things add up and matter.
Yeah.
Because it is obvious. Like, to your point, you don't need the numbers. If you watched last night, you don't need me to break down significant empirical data that shows how bad their defense was. Because just watching it told you that story.
Yeah, totally.
But the little things add up, too.
Yeah.
It's,
but see,
they're
the
not doing
about,
the big things right.
They are doing the big things right, but the thing of it is this. I would not sit here and say DQ is not a disciplined coach and not a good coach. I would never, ever get to that point. But there are times, there's certain situations in games where it ain't always on the coach being disciplined or not. It's whether or not the players are disciplined.
Totally.
Okay? And then in this day and age, there are some of these refs where when that ball is set, that clock is wine. And sometimes, and they, like you said, they let people dance around. There are other crews that when you dancing around, they place that damn ball down there. And they get that clock winding. So instead of you coming back and, oh, now it's 28 seconds. No, it's 8 seconds. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it that could be something like that. But the whole thing about it is, listen, man, we had, I think that all the problems go back to one thing. And it's for everybody. We all got ahead of ourselves after last year. And at this point, there's a time where we gotta do the Peyton Manning, check the pancakes.
But so I hear that, and if that's like a fan perspective thing, that's
it's
great.
It's not a fan. It's fan. It's coaches. It's front office. It's players. It's media. Everybody got ahead of ourselves.
But the
fans
and the media don't miss tackles or
the fans
take
and the
penalties.
Media don't miss tackles. But still, this thing is about building something to where when you start getting these injuries, you can sustain it. They didn't build anything. They just say, "Oh, we're in the NFC Championship game. Oh, let's try to go back again." And that's what everybody wanted them to do. So yes, all of us will be doing revisionist history at this point. But the ultimate thing is, this team is nowhere close to being built to sustain injuries and to go out there and compete completely with all the better teams.
I mean, Marcus Mariota was really good last night. He's like, oh, we're not who we think we are. And that to me is a problem in mid-November of the second year of this organization. Dan Quinn earlier in the week got asked, you know, you famously said this wasn't a rebuild, it was a recalibration. Like,
yeah, I mean,
where is this thing now?
But that's this world today. We're going to always use somebody's words against them. And I guarantee you, the same person that asked him that damn question probably made some proclamation of how great the team was last year. If somebody come and ask them that today, they can't live up to that either. The whole thing about it is, yes, we all wanted them to run after this thing because we were so close last year. But you know what? Like I said before, if you build a house on a shaky foundation, that SOB is going to fall eventually.
But,
and this is a shaky foundation with this team has right now.
I totally agree. I think one thing I am starting to get done with is blaming the shaky foundation on what they inherited. Like, we're 2 years into this thing now.
No, it ain't what you inherited.
Two draft classes,
you could have gone and got more, but they tried to go and do exactly what everybody wanted them to do. And that's where they messed up, by not being steadfast in their plan and getting swayed because the excitement was go for it. They went for it. And they found out it ain't working.
John Jansen joins the show at 1 o'clock. We're going to open the phone lines up in about an hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hi, B. Mitchell, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Let's be real. It's going to get cold. You better make sure your system is working, and Rood systems always work. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's got the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control, even in extreme conditions. It's about to get cold this week, people. Be ready. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.